Oh, looks like everybody's here but Chuck.
Oh, Chuck's I'm here.
Oh. We're gonna start.
We got a minute to go.
What's that? Start on time.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Okay, it is 6 o'clock. We will call the meeting to order, the Los Osos Community Services District meeting of Thursday, August 6th, 2020. Could we have a roll call, please?
Director Forcroy.
I'm here.
Director Millage.
Here.
Director O'Hilsky.
Present.
Vice President Womack.
That wasn't meant to be funny. I'm sorry.
I know, I'm sorry. Thank you. President Sesenia.
I'm here and just hoping Marshall can contain his enthusiasm. Okay.
I was unmuting myself. I was unmuting myself. That's why I was stumbling.
Okay. We'll go to agenda item 2, public comment for items not on the agenda.
If you would like to make a public comment and you are on your phone, please dial *9 to raise your hand, or if you're on your computer, please raise your hand. Again, that's *9 or raise your hand. There's no public comment at this time.
Okay, we'll go on to agenda item 3 then, the administrative and committee reports, fire department report. We have that report.
The report is included in the packet. The fire chief is on location right now, so he is not here today.
Okay, I'm again, I think I did this last time. I am on your screen. I have all these different reports opened up, but now I'm on your screen. Now, how do I get out back to?
Just hit the escape button if you're in Zoom, and it'll minimize it for you.
Right. There we go. Okay. So do we have any comments or questions about the fire department report from anyone? Let's just hope for safety, because it's going to be, it's awfully hot out there. And I guess it's cooling down now, but it has been. And we have a sheriff's department report. Let's see, 5D. Do we have any questions, comments, anything else? Any questions about that? There it is. Okay. Okay. We'll move on to utilities department report. And Ron, is there anything that you wanted to point out in particular for us here?
Not in particular on this. I'm going to kind of combine a little bit of this with my GM report.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I know lots of little contracts here and there on consent. Okay, we'll go ahead and give us your general manager's report then.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. President. This is Ron Munns, the general manager. I wanted to kind of hit the highlights of my general manager report. We continue our monitoring of the COVID pandemic. We have taken extra precautionary measures in the office and out at the water yard to ensure our employees' safety. and we are still not sure when we will be able to open to the public. I did want to bring up that our we have three bank accounts actually over Pacific Premier Bank, two of which have are fairly large with our fire reserves and water reserves. We are notified by Pacific Premier that they were going to have to terminate the contract we had with the interest rate that was tied to the California Local Agency Investment Fund, also known as LAIF, because of the current interest situation in the banking industry. The current rate, or the rate that they're going to apply to our account, we're still negotiating, it will either be a 0.2 or a 0.3%. And I just put in there that the current daily rate for LAIF is at 0.86%. So that was more or less a heads up about that and the interest income that we'll receive from that. Probably the most important one I wanted to highlight was our Basin Management Committee and Los Osos Community Plan update, which I reported on a little bit last month. Los Osos Community Plan did go to the Planning Commission on July 9th. It was surprising that there wasn't more talk on the water resources, but the commissioners did request a little more information on the amount of water for low-income housing and auxiliary dwelling units, how that would impact the water resources out here. They continued the hearing to August 13th. And we continue to try to negotiate the county to get them to include some of our concerns in the deliberations. We'll see what happens at the August 13th meeting. It is scheduled to go to the Board of Supervisors at this point in time on October 6th. Moving on for our program Seawell update. Today, actually, the field work was performed at the sites identified. We're hoping to have a report from our consultant in the next 2 to 3 weeks and bring that to the board for deliberations on selecting a site at our October meeting. I have been providing you with an update on the impacts of not collecting late fees during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's interesting, I had a conversation with Alicia, our billing specialist. It seems like people are getting caught up instead of getting further behind right now, which is encouraging. We're not sure why. That could be a number of things, either unemployment or the subsidy checks people have been receiving, but people that were lagging a few payments behind are now getting caught up. And so we'll see if that holds into the future. What I did want to bring up, we got a lot of projects going that I wanted to talk about. Two in particular, we went out to bid for the South Bay Well Transmission Main, which would be running a transmission main down to Pomo Avenue from our South Bay Well site to 10th Street. The engineering estimate for that project was $395,000. The low bid, which we're in the process of getting the paperwork in on that, was $298,350. So a substantial savings on that project. The other big project at this point is the 10th Street Tank Recoating Project. The engineering estimate on that is $60,000. And the low bid, and we do have the paperwork back in for that, is $34,500. So again, we saw a great savings and a favorable bidding climate at this time. And then finally, we did purchase our truck. We had an estimated $50,000 in the budget for that, and that came in at $42,500. So we've seen some savings from our cost estimates in our CIP budget and fleet replacement. Little bit of update on our well situation. The 10th Street well is still down. We have an item on the agenda tonight to get that project rolling. If approved, we think we can have that up and running maybe by the end of next week. We had to shut down our South Bay Upper Aquifer well because of some issues with coliform hits in our sampling in the brine tank. We think we have that solved, but we continue to have just these issues with our wells. So it's a little disturbing that we're in the middle of summer, but we're getting by. With that, I can answer any questions.
Yeah, Chuck, can I ask a quick question? Hello?
Sorry, I was muted. I was muted. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Brian, could you repeat? Do you know why the number was so much lower than it was estimated? You said it came in at, what, 242,000?
It was 200.
I don't see the number. I don't see the number in your staff report, so that's why
I didn't have. I didn't have when the staff report came out. We just got these numbers in. Okay.
Could you repeat that so I can jot it down because I didn't.
Okay, it was $298,350 for South Bay well. It's interesting, the spread, that being the low bid, the high bid was right at our engineering estimate, and we had 11 bidders, which was great. And they were all spread out between the low and the high fairly evenly. So it's hard to say. Our supporting engineering service Wallace Group, Steve Tanaka, is familiar with the company that got the low bid and has worked with them before. So, you know, he was comfortable with it. And we've also have WSC on retainer to help with through that bidding process. And they were comfortable as well.
So that's something we're gonna go forward with then.
Yes. All we need to do is get the contract signed and all the insurance paperwork turned in. And we will be coming out with a schedule because it will impact, you know, a stretch of residential coming down Napomo Avenue. So we will be getting a schedule together and notifying the community.
And I one other quick question, if I could. When you did the Basin Management Committee, you know, discussion that staff's been having, et cetera, I was told by Supervisor Gibson it wasn't going to the board until November, but you said October 13th is due.
Well, I'd heard October 6th, I believe was the date, but you know, that isn't set in stone yet.
Okay, so it's not scheduled, that's just a tentative item.
Right, and that came from planning staff.
Okay, because and Planning Commission may not even, they may continue the item and have another hearing depending on what happens Thursday.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, because Bruce told me, at least my understanding was that this was going to be done by the end of the year, so. Thank you for the clarification.
Yes.
Any other questions? Okay, I have one and a comment too. Yeah, Ron, I was just thinking today with all of the little nagging issues with a lot of our wells, it has continued our reliance on the Palisades well, and all the more reason for the program Seawell to move along. And I'm sure glad that that is the case, and I hope that the constraints report comes in pretty clear and clean. In terms of the Pacific Premier Bank issue, the LAIF rate seems to be quite a bit better than what we're going to be getting from Pacific Premier. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes, but LAIF is steadily coming down as well. So I don't think we've seen the bottom for the LAIF. But it's interesting because we just started the conversation with the Finance Advisory Committee about our investment policies. And so we will be open to alternatives other than Pacific Premier as we move through
the questions. Well, that was kind of my question. I meant to get to finance the other night, but it's been so long that I just didn't dial in and forgot to. And I didn't see that on the notes from that meeting, any discussion about that issue, but it kind of fits in with the general investment policy review and all that.
Right. I believe Chris chaired that meeting. I believe she was going to give a brief report on that.
Okay. Chamber of Commerce report. Any questions or comments about that?
Hey, Chuck, this is Matthew. Hey, I have a question actually on the 10th Street well, if I could go back to that.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just, Ron, maybe could you help me a little bit on the, I just kind of am curious about the rehabilitation that we're going to do. So it sounds like we are hiring a company called WellJet. And what exactly do they do? Is it kind of like a chemical treated pressure washing of the louvers, or what exactly is that?
Actually, and it's a good question, because I wasn't familiar with them until Spencer Harris recommended, and John Thompson from Filippone Thompson Drilling. They use super, very high pressure jetting. And I forget the PSI, but it's ridiculously high. It's something that if you see their demos, which I can share with you, Matthew, if you're interested, is that they go to the bottom of the well and they come up an inch a minute and do two passes at this high pressure circular washing system. And it actually cleans the louvers and pushes out the gravels better. So the gravels are in better shape once it's done.
Okay, got it. Is there any chemical treatment to take out hardness or anything like that that maybe is built up?
No, there isn't. This is in lieu of chemical treatment, which we all agreed was a better option than doing either acid wash.
Okay, so it's like a purely mechanical process, and basically we're blasting with very high pressure water that's going to go through the slits and then push the gravel back out.
And we'll do a follow-up video, and that's always available as well if you're interested.
Okay, yeah, no, that's something I haven't experienced before. I'd love to learn about it. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments about the general manager's report? I think that's where we're at. I've kind of gotten lost. No, that was, we were on chamber and we jumped back to the general manager's report. So no questions about the chamber. Community advice, the LOCAC report. Is that a report on this last meeting that I went to? I don't see anything in the packet about the notes that I submitted about that.
I see it. It's in there.
Is it? Okay, I'm just missing things between my computer screen and updates and the hard copy. Basically it was the hot item right now is the growth management ordinance, the community update, community plan update, all of that. And we went over that schedule. Just stay tuned because, as Marshall mentioned, Planning Commission could want to hear it again a third time. From our end, I basically reported on the utility department activities and particularly focusing on the program Seawell and the basin management related activities. But definitely a big shout out. And again, I guess our utilities building is just about ready to have a launch. Is that right?
Believe it or not, we're almost done. We're putting in the fire. I was over there today. The fire system's almost complete. And that was the last piece we needed to go for our final inspection.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I can't believe I haven't driven by or ridden my bike by it. Just, I don't know why. Haven't gone in that direction in a few months. Guess I'm sheltering. So any questions about that or comments? The LOCAC report. If not, we'll go on to Finance Advisory Committee report. Any comments, questions for Christine about that report?
And sorry, I apologize for missing the meeting, Christine, but I'm glad you were able to fill in for me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I was surprised, though. You always tell me.
I know. It came up at the last minute. I had no cell. I was, anyway, thank you.
My pleasure, no problem. So do I read my report or does everybody have it?
I've got it, right? The auditors start reviewing books August 26th and 27th.
Correct.
Yes.
Don't we run a July to July? Okay, yeah, that's true. I guess that's where we're at. It's time again. It just seems like it's constantly time for an audit.
So I guess I'll hit the highlights. The finance recommended we receive and file the warrant register and the financial reports. The great news Ron had for us is that Bay Ridge Estates has finished repaying its loan to the water fund, and they'll see a nice reduction in tax bill. So I always think that's terrific news. We discussed the investment policy, and just interest rates are super low no matter what we choose. And I believe it's the feeling of the board that, you know, we need safety is number one. You know, we can get some yield on top of that, that's good, but we really need to have safe investments.
I like how you put in your. I like how you put in your report. Safe, boring.
Yeah, liquid. So we can get at it. It's not.
Well, it was the middle word, the boring word that got me.
Oh yeah, this is industry standard. Boring is good.
Yes. No, I'm not disagreeing. I just that caught my attention.
Focus on the first word then, safe.
So I think we're gonna look into that further. I wouldn't mind if we put more in LAIF. You're right, it's yielding a little bit more now. Ron's also right, that could come right down with everybody else. It's a little bit harder to get at, but we need enough liquidity to run operations, and we have more than enough. So any questions? That was kind of the main points.
No questions? Okay, thank you, Christine. Let's see, director's announcements of district and community interest and reports on attendance at public meetings, training programs, conferences, and seminars. Anybody go anywhere interesting representing the CSD? No.
Just Chuck, our Basin Management Committee was postponed, and staff has been working, as Ron mentioned, on the response to the Planning Commission hearing. But that's
right.
We did not have our July meeting.
And to let you know, I did talk with Daniel today, the executive director, about the spring monitoring data, and just to see if we can't get that out. Is it ready for release, rollout to the public with the all of the county's reports being finalized and everything? People are wanting to look at the most updated and recent data that we have. So he said he'd put his mind to just how to roll that out. And if we're just gonna put it on a website or make an announcement. So we'll be seeing that hopefully soon. Okay, response to previously asked questions. Do we have any of those hanging around?
We do not.
Not that I don't remember any. Okay. Public comment for items on the administrative and committee reports and consent agenda. Does anyone want to pull anything from the consent agenda first of all?
Nope.
Okay, good. Okay, we'll go to public comment for items on the administrative committee reports and consent agenda.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please dial *9 to raise your hand, or if you're on your computer, please raise your hand. Again, that's *9 or raise your hand. There's no public comment at this time.
Okay. no pulled consent items. I will, let's see, we need a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion. I'll make a motion to receive and file the administrative and committee reports and approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it. This is Chris.
Thank you, too. We have a motion and we'll take a vote. Please, Laura.
Director Ohilski?
Yes.
Vice President Womack?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Forcroy?
Yes.
Director Milich?
Yes.
President Sesenia?
Yes. Okay, with that, we will go on to general action items 7A, adopt resolution establishing district's legislative advocacy priorities. Mr. Munns, tell us about this.
Okay, this is something I'd been thinking about over this past year that I've been here. From agencies that I've worked for in the past, they typically would establish legislative priorities. And there have been several instances during this past year, organizations such as the California Special Districts Association and American Water Works Association have requested letters of support for or against legislation at the state and federal level. And typically the turnaround time for these letters don't really coincide with our board schedule. So we are unable to participate in the by other local agencies. Because I believe even though we are a small district, it's important to be an active participant with other special districts and local government on legislative and regulatory issues. So with that, I'd like to step through the draft policy and procedures, and we'll take a look at the priorities after that. Next slide, please. So to kind of summarize the purpose, it's to guide the board of directors and staff when considering a legislative or regulatory proposal and to provide for a timely response and provide procedures, which I believe is really important to provide clear direction to staff when monitoring or acting upon bills moving through the legislative process. Next slide, please. So basically, it's so we can advocate for district interests, provide information to the board of directors on issues and legislation that could impact us. Again, become an active participant with other agencies on legislative and regulatory issues, and also provide a mechanism to advocate for grant funding for our district. Next slide, please. The guiding principles is kind of a summary of what I've just talked about. It's really to protect the district's interest and maintain local control and provide the board president and the general manager flexibility to adopt positions on legislation in a timely manner. Next slide, please. So the general procedures that are proposed is that the general manager would review any incoming requests for a position from the district to determine if it aligns with our priorities. I would then go and check to see if that aligns with some, an analysis completed by the California Special District Association or CSDA or other similar organizations like the American Water Works Association. And then either myself or the board president would respond in writing to the legislative body, the bill or measure stating the district's position. Next slide, please. And then for me, it would be able me to take a position which is consistent with our adopted priorities. That the position is consistent with the organizations which the district is a member of, like the CSDA, or something that the board has already approved. And I want to emphasize that any letter or correspondence that I would send out would be included in the next meeting's board packet. Next slide, please. Move on to the priorities. I'm proposing that the legislative priorities be established at the beginning of each calendar year. We're kind of behind now, so we're jumping in a little bit late. and that they're based on recommendations by the CSDA, and the priorities would fall into one of three categories. Now, these can change, but these are what are recommended by the CSDA. It'd be revenue, finance, and taxation, human resources, and personnel, infrastructure, innovation, and investment. So for the remainder of this year, these are the recommended legislation priorities for the revenue, finance, and taxation category. And these are derived from recommendations from the CSDA. Next slide, please. For human resources and personnel, again, this is what CSDA, it's a very broad over a broad recommendation that takes in a lot of different things. And then finally, next slide, on infrastructure, the list of again, the priorities are fairly broad, and they're based on a combination of CSDA, American Water Works Association, and elements from the Los Osos Basin Plan. Go to the next slide. These are mainly the ones that came from the AWWA and our Basin Plan. Next slide, please. So with that, this is the recommendation, is to adopt the policy and then also adopt the resolution establishing the priorities. And with that, I can answer any questions.
This is Marshall. Can I just piggyback on what Ron just said? Chuck?
Please do.
I guess I will. I think, as most of you know, that I'm the president of the local chapter of CSDA for the County of San Luis Obispo. And this has been kind of an issue that we've had to deal with over a number of years, that there sometimes needs to be legislative priorities that need to have a quickened response rather than just, you know, mulling in the background until forever. So I think the fact that we're able to respond on a more quick basis, because I know, as Ron knows, I mean, we get updates from the CSD requesting us to take a position on X, Y, and Z, you know, and they say, oops, it's going to hearing tomorrow or whatever. That's a little exaggeration. But just given the time frame and the legislative process in Sacramento, I think it's important that we give Ron and the board president the ability to make a response as long as it's in accordance with our adopted policies.
That seems quite reasonable.
That's what I was going to say. Sounds reasonable to me.
Well, we don't know where Chuck is, but
perhaps a good time for public comment then.
I guess. Oh, Chuck just unmuted himself.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Now we can. You were muted.
Well, I know, but my phone was not allowing me to unmute. The star six wasn't, I answered a text and I don't know, we got sideways. But anyway, I'm back. Yeah, I was thinking as I read through this that this is the kind of thing that we should be doing. This is a proactive kind of thing that that we should be thinking about and prepare for, these kind of positions that we want to take and stand for and be ready to react to. And so I'm all for this. So any other discussion about this advocacy policy?
I'll make a motion after you go to public comment.
Thank you, Marshall. We'll go to public comment about item 7A on the agenda.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please dial *9. If you're on your computer, please raise your hand. All right, you're able to speak.
Good evening, Ms. Julie Tacker, and this item is interesting. I have some discomfort with it, not with our general manager or our board president, maybe in the past, some general managers and other board presidents, I would have had more consternation over it. But my main concern is the setting of priorities and what that looks like. You know, we haven't had a strategic plan. We haven't had goal setting. We haven't revisited our mission statement. Those are things that would probably help us set our priorities. A lot of that, those old things are stale, and we'd probably want to maybe incorporate that in setting priorities. I do have some discomfort with where it talks about supporting or opposing a ballot measure, but the expenditures of public funds is allowed to advocate against or advocate for or against legislation. I would not want to see the district find funding to support some sort of legislation without it coming to the board. I wouldn't want to give that discretion to the general manager, and the board president does not have that discretion, cannot commit the district to any expenditures. So, you know, when it gets down to actually throwing money behind some position, I would definitely want to see that come to the board. But those are just those are some of my concerns. I know with the team we have right now, those are going to be, we're going to be fine. But I don't want to set a policy that we can't rein back if we don't have such stellar folks at the helm. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of err on the side of caution. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for the comments. Any others?
If you'd like to make a public comment, please press star 9 if you're on your phone or raise your hand. There's no other public comment.
Okay, thank you. You know, I like that idea about money being spent to support ballot initiatives or various things. Maybe the board should be fully informed and apprised and taking action on that kind of thing. Is that part of this plan we have thought about?
Chuck, I agree with what you're saying, but when I read through this, I didn't see that this is basically, I didn't see that. It was in writing letters and support or non-support, but I didn't see that we'd be expending money on ballot measures, and I don't definitely agree we shouldn't, but I guess that's a question for Jeff or Ron. Okay. I mean, I'll make it clear that we're not, but you know.
Right. No, I agree with the theory here, the concept. We need to be able to respond without having a special meeting for everything. If it's already in accordance with the policy, you know, guidelines that we've already adopted. So, Ron, had this thought come up in, well, you know, when you drafted all this?
Well, if you read the policy, I understand where Julie's concern is, and it's really in my opening paragraph under description, which is not part of the policy. It's really, that was meant to just lay out that this is something the district has the ability to do legally. And so in the policy, it doesn't speak to funding for, to advocate for, you know, legislation. The policy doesn't speak to that.
Yeah, that's the way I read it. It just talks about legislative advocacy, but I think we should just have an understanding that any expenditures of funds need to come back to the board.
I think that's absolutely clear in the policy. I don't think that anticipates expenditure of funds. But your point is well taken.
Okay. Yeah, we're all sounds in agreement on that. That should be a cooperative decision.
Right. Okay, then so I'll make a motion, Chuck, unless there's additional comments.
I'm not hearing any, so we have a motion.
Yep. I'll move the staff recommendation that the board adopt the legislative adequacy policy. Oh, you corrected the spelling of policy. And it was different in our staff report, as you probably knew.
Poly, yes.
I thought we were talking about Cal Poly at that time. Adopt resolution 2020-18 establishing the district's legislative advocacy priorities for 2020 and appointing President Cecina as the liaison to the board, and General Manager Munz as liaison between the district and the CSDA.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Okay, we had a race for that one. Vicki, I think you got there maybe tapped out first.
Maybe I did.
Okay. Well, I wasn't really sure. I was just guessing. thank you both. We'll take a vote now.
Director Ohelski.
Yes.
Vice President Womack.
Yes.
Director Forcroy.
Yes.
Director Millage.
Yes.
President Cesenia.
Yes. Okay, with that, we'll go on to general action item 7B, select two members to serve on the hearing board for the fire hazard abatement. Mr. Munz, tell us about this, and I'm sure everyone's going to be, we won't be able to see the hands raised for volunteering, but I'm sure they will be.
Please advance the slide. Laura? Oh, there we go. As stated in the staff report, we did update Title IV, including this fire hazard abatement section, back in March 2020. Agreed to introduce an ordinance that's going to correct some of the language in it. It references Board of Supervisors instead of Board of Directors. So this is on kind of a parallel track. And the reason we're doing this now, I've had conversation with the folks at the Fire Station 15. They're in the process of have been noticing properties to abate. And last I heard, there was about 10 properties they're still working with to get compliance. That said, that in Title IV, it provides for an appeal process for property owners subject to the enforcement per the code. And it then goes on and calls for two members of the hearing board be selected by the board of directors. That language will change. And that we're suggesting that the directors take on this role. And we're also recommending that this be a meeting that directors can be compensated for, since it will take some review time of the cases beforehand and then the actual hearing meeting. We don't anticipate this being a lot of time in terms of number of meetings. It could maybe only be one meeting a year during around this time of year, but it would depend on the number of cases and how that scheduling would take place. And with that, I can answer any questions.
Any questions or comments from fellow directors?
So I have a question. What time of year, when would this be?
Like I said, the fire department is trying to wrap up. They've already noticed properties. I forget how many were originally on the list, but it was quite a few. Typically, they work as hard as they can, as diligently as they can for compliance. But just in case, I would say in September, we would probably have a board hearing or a hearing board meeting.
And then what do, what is the role, what would our role be?
Your role as a hearing officer would be to hear the property owner's case of why he couldn't abate and make a determination on if there was reasonableness that could be reached that is beyond the code, that the fire department is following. So it'd be kind of like a judicial type of hearing in terms of making a decision on the case.
Okay.
And that's where the time would come in, because you'd have to familiarize yourself with the case and how it conflicts with the code. So,
if I could interject, Ron, this is Jeff, Director Womack. I think in response to your question, this is a quasi-judicial hearing board. You'd have to make a decision based on disputes with the district, and it'd be pretty cut and dry, actually, as to whether or not you think that they have a reasonable reason for the relief they're requesting. But I really wouldn't anticipate it being much time, and we could probably swing it into one hearing a year, if that even happens. Most of these things get resolved.
Okay.
This is Matthew. I'll just let everyone know. I'll volunteer totally to do that if you guys think I'd be good for it.
I'd also be happy to volunteer.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm wondering if we want to, rather than depend on volunteers, set up a formalized sort of structure so that the president of the, or the chair of the emergency services committee would be on that. Assuming we get emergency services committee going again, I think for this year we could look at maybe the two of you as volunteers. I'd love to have that. But do we in the future want to kind of make emergency services chair part of that? It's just a thought.
That would make sense.
Yeah, having the chair and the vice chair as the two members would make total sense.
Mm-hmm. Assuming that we reactivate that the committee. So let's make that a goal for next year and then ask Matthew and Christine to take care of that this year. Is that a kosher thing?
I like it.
Sounds good to me.
I'm not hearing anything from Jeff saying we can't do that, so I'm okay.
You can do it. I'm listening. I am here. Perhaps you go out for public comment then and then take it back to the board.
Yeah, okay. If there's no further board discussion, we'll go to public comment on item 7B. I think that's where we're at on the agenda.
If you'd like to make a public comment, please press *9 if you're on your phone or raise your hand. Again, that's *9 or raise your hand. There's no public comment at this time.
Okay, with that, we'll bring it back to the board, and I'll entertain a motion to have Matthew and Christine serve as the representatives for this board this year, and then in the future, we will have the chair and vice chair of emergency services fulfill this role, and probably should have some way of, if either of them can't make it, happen to be on vacation, we have a way to have an alternate fill in for them. Let's try and do all that.
This is Jeff, President Sasania. Perhaps you should also just then maybe choose if there's a volunteer for an alternate.
Ah, I like that. Yeah, that makes sense. That's kind of complicated.
Would volunteer.
Can
as
we
alternate.
Roll all that? Okay.
I'm sorry. This is Vicki, and I would volunteer to be an alternate.
Great. That's really wonderful because these can get, I would imagine, kind of contentious. It seems like no big deal, mow your weeds. So somebody holding out to the end here, you know, may feel pretty wronged about it all. And I appreciate willingness to enter into these kind of things because it's hard to, whether it's a leaky water line that you know somebody's paying for, or just something that a weed abatement that they feel like they can't afford, or whatever. It's just hard. These kind of questions are hard. So we'll entertain a motion. Go ahead, Marshall.
Oh,
All right. I'll move that the board select Chris and Matthew as a committee member of the hearing board for fire hazard abatement with Vicki as an alternate. And I include the hearing board meeting as a meeting directors can be compensated for. Excuse me.
Do we need to include that third step where in the future the hearing board members will be the chair and vice chair of the emergency services committee? Could we add that in?
Fine with me. I just assuming the fact that there is, you know what I'm saying?
Is that approved by the motion maker in the second? I guess is the question.
Okay.
I haven't had a second.
Yeah, where's the second? No, we need a second.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. And let's have a vote.
Director Ohilski.
Yes.
Director Millage.
Yes.
Director Forcroy.
Yes.
Vice President Womack.
Yes.
President Sesenia.
Yes. Okay, that wraps up general action items for this evening. Future agenda items. Anyone have anything that they want to bring to our attention now? Okay.
I have a question.
What's that?
Do we have to do the reading of that ordinance of 5G? I mean, is that, am I misunderstanding? Do we have to actually read that?
No.
But title only. I think that means that we just introduce it at this point.
Yes.
Okay.
At our September 3rd meeting, we'll have the actual public hearing.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're not missing something.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
Good question.
Important that we.
No. Good question.
On Zoom.
Yes, it's so easy.
It's so easy. I know.
Yeah. Sitting here in whatever we're sitting in, you just forget sometimes that this is an important meeting, and we need to take care of business. So, any closing board comments?
I have one. This is Matthew. I just want to highlight. I believe we're going to have a Parks and Rec meeting this month. We're making progress on the Farrell Street pathway. I was walking by the other day, saw the surveyors were out there, and I am expecting that Wallace is started on the design. So we're probably going to have a meeting as long as we get enough feedback from Wallace Group. I think it's scheduled for the 18th. So I just wanted to throw that out there that we should be able to start really discussing that pathway and some of the constraints and decision-making points at that time.
Excellent.
That is something besides water and fire to talk about. Okay, anything else? Any other closing board comments? Okay, everyone, stay safe. Take care of yourselves and each other, as they say on the NBC Evening News every night. And with that, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.